Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Bill Mahoney reports at Politico that the day after Andrew Cuomo won the Democratic primary over Cynthia Nixon, he held a press conference about a hurricane in a far-off state. Then, he only spent 8 minutes talking about that storm, but almost an hour bashing political opponents and boasting of his victory. Quote, "I think I received more votes in the Democratic primary than any governor in history," unquote, Cuomo said. The incumbent governor had been hiding from the press for 2 days, but he did address if a staffer was responsible for the mail or his Democratic team sent out implying Nixon was an anti-Semite. Quote, "You said he reviewed the slimy mailer. That is not true," unquote, the governor said. Quote, "He reviewed part of the mailer, which was not slimy. If he saw the negative part of it, he would have never approved it," unquote. And he addressed the losses by 6 Democrats, supported by Cuomo, who voted with Republicans in the state Senate, giving them the majority. Quote, "Last night was essentially meaningless from an ultimate consequence point of view, because the Democrats are still not in the majority. This was all rearranging deck chairs, but we're not in the majority," unquote, Cuomo said of the Democrats, who are in the majority in the Senate. Read the full story at Politico. Audrey Matat reports in the Greenville Pioneer that Durham town officials are still discussing proposed regulations on solar energy systems in the town. The September 4th public hearing on the law was left open for further comment at the town's September 18th meeting. Town officials did make a few changes so far to the proposal, limiting high fees and escrow accounts to only large projects. Officials hope to finalize the regulations and vote on them September 18th. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Daniel Zuckerman reports in Columbia Green Media that work is 2 weeks behind on the $2.7 million Coxsackie Town office and highway garage. Coxsackie Town Supervisor Richard Hance said September 12th that the building should open sometime in early 2019. The town court, administrative offices, and the highway department will then move into the new building. A $500,000 grant for the project and a $3.25 million bond resolution over a 30-year period will pay for the project without a tax increase. Town officials have found a buyer for the old Reed Street town building, but won't say who or how much they paid, which will soon become public information. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. This is WGXC News. Turn to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you heard here.